news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Sunrise Show here. Mr. Rob Centers, our fabulous producer, we appreciate that. Matt Catrillo's in the newsroom, and we're going to be announcing our Penn State ticket winner very shortly on the radio. Somebody's headed to Happy Valley on us. In the studio with us now, Brian Luden is here. He's a Point Township businessman. We know him as the owner and operator of TC Sports and TC Water, too, if you want to get involved in that. And Luden Baseball, Luden Bats, LB Bats. These are their custom-made bats that are getting increasingly popular, right?
Yeah. Do all custom bats there.
And you can get them stamped with anything you want. So there's a lot to say about that on another day. But he is also an active member of the Point Township Fire Company, so he made sure that this was brought up and talked about on our Sunrise Show today. And you brought one of the former fire chiefs, Mick Reedy, is here, or Mike Reedy. He is a volunteer firefighter, still active in the fire service, and he's a former fire chief, 10 years of being fire chief. We know him, his business, Reedy Excavating. So welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. I really do appreciate it. Brian, why is it a good idea to bring this up today? You got a membership drive and a pig roast coming up, so you want to spread the word about that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody really realizes the different fire companies and what they do for the community. We really need these guys, and we have to support them as much as possible, and that's where the social room comes in. There is a fully stocked bar. There's gambling. There's all kinds of events that we'd like to have on a regular basis, and also a full kitchen, full menu, including lobster on Fridays. We do quite the spread.
Is that kind of a hidden secret that there's just a fabulous restaurant right there out on Old Danville Highway?
Absolutely. Mark, there's so much food on that menu, I haven't even got halfway through it yet since I've been a menu member here and started going back in. As far as the prices, too, I mean, $1.25 for a draft. I mean, you can get a panini sandwich for like $4.95 with chips, pickle, and coleslaw.
All right, and you were trying to increase the number of people that visit this fabulous place, great restaurant, great place to visit. Mike, give us a walking tour. If we're driving by the Point Township Fire Company, this is the one on the Old Danville Highway. Don't mix it up with over on Ridge Road. That's another good group of volunteers.
Another good group,
sure.
Yeah.
But this is the Point Township Fire Company. What's on that campus there? What will people see there?
Basically, when you go to drive by, you're going to see the truck room. That they have the fire equipment in. And then in the rear, there's a small area where we have the bar and stuff at. Social room is what we call it. A lot of your local fire companies here, specifically in Northumberland County, have social rooms that still help support and keep up the money coming in so the taxpayers aren't, you know, burdened with all the extra tax stuff. And I don't think people realize how much the volunteers do, how many fundraisers they do, and the time that they put into this, you know, just to keep these organizations going, because it's basically a 200-year tradition. That's what the fire service is in Pennsylvania. It's 90% volunteers.
Well, if folks want to support this, there is a membership drive and a pig roast. It is this Saturday, and it starts at 1 p.m., 1 to 3 p.m. It's the all-you-can-eat pig roast, so that's going to sort of center during the midday. And the cornhole tournament is from 1 to 6 p.m., so folks want to avail themselves of that. They'll have a blast. Is there sort of an open house throughout the day where people can visit in the afternoon?
We're going to have everything open, and anybody that's interested, you know, in looking around and seeing what it does, and we're hoping that as the people come just to have fun, where we're just there, you know what I mean, to relax a little bit, see some friends, do this and that, and people that are interested in seeing the inner workings and learning more about, you know, how the fire service works and how the volunteers are going, you know, we'll have people there to lead them in the right direction, explain things to them, and, you know, maybe do a little education also on the volunteers, because this is one of the most important things that I think our communities need to get around. They do community organizations and things like that, but, you know, nobody really appreciates a fire department till 3 o'clock in the morning when your house is on fire. They pick up the phone, and we're there, you know.
And you want folks who out there who are young men and women who are 20-something, 30-something, that's sort of a gap in your active firefighters' role. So you want sort of the younger half of our population to consider being a volunteer firefighter?
We certainly do. We strive to try to find younger and younger people, and I've been involved in recruitment for 20 or 30 years. And the problem you have in the gap is you've got us older fellas that do have the experience, but we don't have the physical ability to do what we used to do. So we're trying to recruit that. The problem is volunteer means no money. So the first thing somebody does when they come in and come to your fire station and say, you know, how much does it pay? And you say nothing. They kind of just look at you like,
well, how much does it cost? You tell them that part.
You want me to put hundreds of hours of training in. You want me to get out of bed at 3 o'clock in the morning and go fight fire. And then you want me to be at work at 7 o'clock in the morning. And that's asking a lot, but that's what our volunteers do on a daily basis.
It looks good on your resume.
Yeah, it looks good.
Well, and I think it also, there's costs associated with it, not just lost family time or meals that you might miss or, you know, a long night of sleep that gets interrupted. But typically, volunteers buy all of their own turnout gear.
Lately, in the last 5 to 6 years, that we have relief associations and stuff that do pay for the gear because it's been so expensive. But I can tell you, in my career, even as a fire chief, we bought our own hats, we bought our own bunker pants, our own jackets, spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars on our own equipment, with the exception of maybe buying an air pack because of the expense. And being a businessman for 30 years, I have taken many, many, many days and left the job site and, you know, have lost hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars over that amount of time, taking off to go help, you know, volunteer and help the people in our community because we feel that strongly about it. So there is a cost with it.
Brian, you want folks to think about what has occurred to you as just something to think about and to get involved. This idea that the volunteer firefighters are serving the community, they're helping us out, very low cost to the community. It's a real cost benefit, but folks kind of got to step up, get involved and help.
Absolutely. We have a beautiful grove out there. Has its own little bar, little mini kitchen area, and that's for rent. People can actually rent that for birthday parties, receptions, class reunions. That is open to the public for rent, no doubt. But this membership drive is very important to us because we want to see the community come in and support these fire guys. And it's $12. Dollar drinks, all you can eat, Peg. I mean, you can't beat it.
That's this Saturday. It's $12 to get in. All you can drink?
No, it's a dollar per drink.
Okay, dollar per drink.
That's water, soda, or beer.
Okay, and all you can eat from 1 to 3 p.m. is the pig roast this mm-hmm. Saturday, right?
Okay. And your membership is good to the end of the year, and then it's only $10 a year thereafter.
How much does it cost to join it for the first time?
Ten.
Okay, so that gets you in the door, and then, but you're going to avail yourself and get involved, and that's going to fall together nicely for most folks. What is the mindset of a volunteer today? What are they thinking? Sort of describe your volunteers that you have. It's a slightly older crowd now, and that's a little bit problematic, but these are folks that just want to serve.
We're keeping the older people around, and you'll see more and more, like when we respond to calls, the older guys aren't giving up because we really have nobody to replace us. And in the training that we do, when somebody comes through the door that has no idea, everything that we're expected to do as a volunteer firefighter takes probably 5 to 6 years of commitment for somebody, for us to take and train them that they can be, you know, a good trained person, and we feel safe, you know, with them going out and responding. So trying to keep a new person interested for 5 or 6 years, train them, and then usually what happens is, you know, something happens in their life, it changes, you know, they get married or they move out of the area because of work and this and that. So we put a lot of time into it in the training, or they just decide that it's not something that they want to do anymore. You know, they put a couple years into it and they go away. So I can certainly say that every volunteer fire company in our area and even in the state is looking for any help that they can get. And most people in the community believe that, you know, you have to go out and kick down doors, you know, and fight fire, this and that. That's not the case. There is something that everybody in the community can do, from helping with fundraising, from helping, you know, apparatus, people that are mechanics that can come in and help us work on stuff. We could even use, after a fire, community people coming out and just help us roll hose and clean hose. You don't have to be, you know, a rocket scientist, and you don't have to have experience behind you to come help clean up after a fire.
Well, not all firefighters go to every fire, so you're not expected to go to absolutely every single one. If you are at work and locked into your job, some folks don't have tons of flexibility, then, you know, that would be something you would miss, and that's perfectly okay. So it has to fit into your your schedule. How can people get more information about Point Township Fire Company?
The best thing that they could do, if they're active in the fireside, Tuesday night is always training nights at 7 o'clock. What we recommend people to do is just to stop by the firehouse. There's always somebody there. They can talk to people and, you know, just kind of feel the water a little bit, you know, test the water, see if it's something that you're interested in. Because I think what I found over, you know, the course of all these years is you either have it in your blood or not. You know, to be a volunteer is a really special type of thing. And on the social end of it, if you know, just want to see what's going on out there, you just stop in, ring the buzzer, somebody will let you in, and you know, you can tell them you want to see what's going on, you want to be a new member, and you want to be a part of, you know, the great food and the atmosphere and stuff we have there. And you know, our saying is, our t-shirts say, you know, Point Township Fire Company, relax and enjoy. And that's what we're trying to do.
You thought of that, didn't you?
I did, with a big lobster on the back. So
I know Mick just enough that sounds like something he would say. He knows how to work hard, but he knows how to relax, too. Brian, thank you so much for coming in. Thanks for all you're doing.
Thank you.
You're busy in the community. Brian Luden, a Point Township businessman, very active citizen, Tri-County Water, Tri-County Sports, Luden Bats, if you're ready for a new bat. I'll tell you what, these are the real deal. So check those out. And he's out on Route 11 in Point Township. You want to check out that business. Mick Reedy here. Reedy Excavating probably doesn't have an office that you can go visit, but you'll see him all over digging holes and making sure that stuff's 100% level. After he's done, the trenches are the right depth and the ground is level. How about that? Is that true?
That is true.
Okay, so he's not, you see crooked houses out there. He didn't dig the hole. But he's a volunteer firefighter. He's a former fire chief. And we're talking about the Point Township Fire Company membership drive and pig roast. It's this Saturday. This Saturday is the all-you-can-eat pig roast. They'll have an open house throughout the afternoon if you want to visit. The cornhole tournament is 1 to 6 p.m. out in Point Township. Point Township Fire Company. Thank you, men, for all you're doing.
Thank you. We appreciate your time.